Hi, everybody, and welcome to The Press for today, September 7th, 2022. I'm Ryan Balanchy. Great to have you here with us. Thanks for tuning into our first episode yesterday, second one today. We'll try to dial in our bets, dial in our picks for the week's events. We've got two really to focus on. We'll touch briefly on the Ascension Charity Classic on the Champions Tour at the very tail end. Not a whole lot to talk about there. If you're a particular DGen who loves just getting plus 500 odds to have a chance to pick a winner, hey, that's all for you. We'll get to that at the end, but we've got two tournaments this week. There's really not a huge offering in the United States on either the European Tour from week to week, DP World Tour, or the LPGA Tour. But we do have futures, and we do have top fives and tens and 20s in the DP World Tour event, on the Kroger Queen City Classic, which is the first event in Cincinnati, I think ever, on the LPGA Tour. We do have some matchups, and we do have win, top five, top 10, and then first round leader bets. So we'll take a look at some of those today. We'll stick with DraftKings for these because they have the biggest offering, really, at least available to me, for the DP World Tour and the LPGA. Obviously, you want to shop around for all these types of things, but the menu for this week is obviously tightened quite a bit. When we talked yesterday, you could still have gotten Rory McIlroy at 16-1 to win this tournament. He is now plus 600. So if you didn't pull the trigger right away, things have shortened up really quickly for you. And it's shortened up down the board. We talked about Abraham Answer yesterday at plus 4,000. He is now plus 3,000. So you lost 10 points on him right away. John Rahm, again, he was in that 18-1 range. Shortened up by half, plus 850 on a win bet. It's gotten harder. It gets harder really quickly in these types of events. When you have a short field in terms of most likely winners, you go straight to the top. So hopefully you locked in on McIlroy really quickly. I think he is a great pick to win this week. Now, if you haven't bet him, I wouldn't bet him at all. I'd leave him alone because you're getting him at 600 to win. You might as well go bet Champions Tour at that point. We'll get back to that later. But if you look at him on a top five, it's plus 150. Top 10 is minus 125. I mean, you just get nothing out of that. There's really no point. But if you go a little bit deeper down the board and you do consider some live guys potentially, now you look at Taylor Gooch at 28-1. I don't think Taylor Gooch is winning this golf tournament, but he is playing pretty well on live. And I think he has an opportunity to play pretty well this week. I wouldn't look at Taylor Gooch to win at 28-1. I don't even know if I would look at him in a 5 or a 10. But if you look on a top 20 bet, you've got him at plus 130. That's not a bad number for a guy who's playing pretty decent golf. Same thing maybe with Lee Westwood. Playing decent golf, played pretty well last week on the LIV Tour, got himself at least an opportunity to get into the playoff, choked that away, but plus 230 on a top 20 this week is not a bad number for Lee Westwood. Sticking with the top 20 theme, Ewan Ferguson, I really like it, plus 280. He's had a great season, almost had three wins last week, or his third win of the season last week in Himmerland in Denmark. Obviously, it didn't work out for him, didn't get there, but a top 20 bet this week, a pretty solid look for him. I think you would look at someone like Thriston Lawrence, who's had a great, great year on the DP World Tour, won the event in Switzerland in a playoff, plus 350 on a top 20. That's a good solid number, I think, for a guy who's had a really decent year on this tour. And then maybe going down a little bit further, I have a little bit of a bias toward Johannes Veerman, who finally got through on the DP World Tour, plus 650 on a top 20 bet. I really like his chances this week to catch that bet. Not necessarily to win the tournament, but I really like him where he is there. I don't know if I would go much farther down than that. I mean, if you want to take a super deep shot on a guy to get into the top 20, you got some really interesting numbers, but you also kind of run out of room really quickly at about 10-1 or better. I don't really feel very good about any of these guys otherwise, unless you want to take a little bit of a flyer. Miguel Angel Jimenez, plus 1,100 on a top 20. Obviously playing pretty well on the Champions Tour, had a good season. Different style of golf here, lengthier golf course, but has had a pretty good record here. So if you want to take a super flyer, I'm not going to discourage you from doing that. If we were looking kind of the lottery ticket we were talking about, which is trying to parlay a top 10, a top 20, and a couple of win bets for the week, that might be one I would consider. That one's just far enough out there, but just enough in the realm of possibility that it might be pretty interesting. But I think that's where I'm looking on the top 20 side of things. If you're trying to lock in on a winner, again, hope you got McIlroy 16-1 ahead of the tournament. Hope you got all these guys really ahead of the tournament. I did look at Abe Anser at plus 4,000. I could still be convinced to look at him at plus 3,000. Obviously, you want the best of the number. You're not getting that at this point. Guys who are 80-1 are now 60-1, like a Sergio Garcia, Lee Westwood. Those guys are worth looking at, I suppose, at 60-1 still, given the strength of the field. You're probably getting a pretty decent price on that. Ewan Ferguson, I think, would be a really interesting each-way bet if you can get away with that. Obviously, in the United States parlance, it's a little bit more you're placing a top five and a win bet. Some books, particularly Bet Rivers, will let you do what amounts to an each-way bet, top five or top seven. I don't remember what they do, but you could do a top five and a top seven on Ewan Ferguson, top five plus 1,400, win bet plus 8,000. So that's not a bad number for him this week, considering the season that he has had. I think Lucas Herbert could be really interesting this week. Snub for the international team on the President's Cup. He's a good ball striker. You don't have to be exceptionally long on this golf course. Has been playing pretty well. I think he would be worth an each-way bet. A win bet at plus 9,000 and a top five bet at plus 1,600. But if you kind of look at the history of this event, there are certain names that just kind of rise to the top. Big names tend to win this tournament. We do get surprises every now and then, but I don't think we are particularly in store for one this week. So that's the menu I'm looking at there. Looking at matchups for the week, there are three balls, tournament matchups, round three balls. So tournament matchups, I think you want to tend to stay with as opposed to non-tournament matchups for your single round three balls. I mean, obviously, people play that, but let's try to think about the whole tournament here. They do have some pretty interesting options at DraftKings. They put some live guys against each other. So they've got Anser versus Reed. Anser a minus 140 favorite over Reed a plus 100. I would feel pretty good about actually wagering Anser, maybe even a full unit. I think he's going to play really well this week. I do not think Patrick Reed is playing very well, and I think he's pretty volatile this week. Going down a little bit further down the board, they don't have a ton here, but if you're looking at maybe a Shane Lowry versus a Victor Hovland, that's minus 130 for Shane Lowry, minus 105 for Hovland. I would like Lowry in that bet. I think he's better suited to this golf course. Victor Hovland's short game, again, continues to be very much a challenge for him until it develops better. I think you need a really good short game around this course to manage your misses. I'm not convinced he's ready for that yet. It's just not wide open enough for him, I don't think, either. So I think let's hang away from that if you're going to go with a couple of matchups. Anser over Reed, Lowry over Hovland. I like both of those for the full tournament. And then let's talk about round props. We'll talk about first round leader or bogey round. They have bogey-free round bets, which is actually kind of interesting. Bogey-free round one. That's kind of surprising. I don't know if I would take a shot on that at Wentwood, or Wentworth, rather. But I do want to go to some nationality props for you at first round leader bets. Low American. You actually have a field for this. We don't always have this in the BMW PGA Championship to be low American. Billy Horschel is plus 225. Taylor Gooch plus 300. If somehow you think Gooch is going to figure this out, 3-1's not a bad bet, because otherwise you're looking at Reed, who's not in really great shape. Kitayama, who can show up and actually could be a pretty interesting wager at plus 750. But then you've got Crocker, Catlin, and Veerman. I love Veerman. I could see taking a flyer on it, but between the two, if you wanted to get some good value, I think you could put a little bit on a lot of these guys. But I would feel pretty good about Kitayama and Veerman. Still giving you a decent chance. I'm not convinced Billy Horschel is going to do a whole lot this week. I don't think Crocker or Reed are. Catlin's kind of in between. Gooch could surprise you, but the way he has run his mouth leading into this tournament leads me to believe he's going to feel either pretty distracted or awfully emotional, and maybe not in a good way for him. And then you kind of get into the much more depth that you have for the other countries represented. This, you can either do the European, top European bet, you can do top English player, which, again, you have a lot of them in this field. But if you put aside who you know, the very top of the board. You got Matt Fitzpatrick plus 280. You've got Tommy Fleetwood plus 750. Tyrrell Hatton plus 800. Then you're kind of digging a little bit, and you might get a little bit of action here. You got Danny Willett plus 1600 pass winner, but Lee Westwood at plus 1400 does interest me as the best English player in this field, playing pretty well at the moment. Again, it's really kind of hard to handicap live and integrate it into your betting on 72 hole events on other tours, but Westwood at 14-1, that gets you out of having to place a win bet on him. He has only been beat a subset of the field. And really, if you're thinking about the best players in this field, that takes out almost all of them, because then you've only really got to beat Matt Fitzpatrick, Tommy Fleetwood, and Tyrrell Hatton. At that point, you might have it. So I think that's a good number for Westwood for the low European, or excuse me, the low English player for the week. And then another player I wanted to look at was the low Spanish player. Rahm's plus 100, even money for being the low Spaniard. But, and I'm not really particularly interested in Sergio Garcia or Adri Arnaz, but I could see Adrian Otegi at plus 1400 being a worthwhile look for the week. Had a pretty interesting year, finally got through on the tour. He's a little bit up and down, but I think he would be your one potential value play there. Again, just kind of see. First round leader bet. So good numbers on this week. They haven't come down quite as much relative to where they started, perhaps compared to the tournament winner. Rory McIlroy leads the board, just like you would expect. Plus 1,800 to be the first round leader here. It's hard to find a number you really like and want to jump all over. But I think if you're going to put some guys out there, maybe get a Shane Lowry at plus 3,500. That's a pretty good wager. Ryan Fox could be really interesting. Again, probably feels like a snub for the international team for the President's Cup. New Zealander guy. Kiwi, probably plus 6,500. I really like his game. Could be an interesting guy. Kurt Kitayama also really interests me at plus 7,500. And I like that because he tends to get off, when he plays well, he gets off to a hot start. So I would like Kitayama, thinking if you're thinking he's going to get off to a hot start and is a worthwhile look this week, get him on this. Don't get him to win. Winning is exceedingly rare for him, but you're going to get a really good number on him to start. And that's what he tends to do when he plays well. So I think those are kind of some betting patterns, some things to look at for the week. I don't think that's unreasonable to think about for those numbers there. So let's switch over to the Kroger Queen City Championship. Actually, you know what? Let's go to the Ascension Charity Classic for just a quick second. They have win top five, top 10 bets for this week. But again, if you're not used to betting the Champions Tour, and I rarely do this, you're looking at very short odds up at the top of the board. Patrick Harrington, plus 450, 9-2. Steve Stricker, plus 500. Steve Alker, 15-2. Jerry Kelly, plus 1,100. And those are really your four best players of late on this tour. And then you've got Stephen Ames and Ernie Els at plus 1,800 each. You've got David Toms, Jim Furyk, and Bernhard Langer at plus 2,000. And really at that point, you're kind of starting to pull away from the likelihood of possibilities here. A couple of bets to point out. Steve Flesch has been playing pretty well this year. He is a variable kind of guy. I would be interested in him potentially in a top five or a top 10 this week because he's plus 800 on a top five. Remember, you've got a 78-player field this week, so you're betting fewer players and there's no cut, so you get three rounds to think about it. Or plus 330 on a top 10. That's not a bad number for a guy who's put up some of them this year. If you're looking on the win side of things, I think you're kind of sticking in this four-man weave. Harrington, Stricker, Alker, and Kelly have been the guys who have won pretty much everything this year on this tour. So if you want to take one of them, maybe you take Jerry Kelly because you're getting the best action on him. Steve Stricker would probably be the other guy. That's probably where I would go with in a Midwest tournament. Stick with Midwest guys. But again, I can make an argument for all four of them depending on how you feel about it. But it's really hard to bet the Champions Tour. I really don't strongly... I strongly do not recommend it unless you've got one heck of a feeling about it that some kind of upset is going to happen. But I would look at those top four players and maybe a 5 or a 10 for Steve Flesch for the week. They do have five matchups up at DraftKings. I gotta tell you, none of them really do it for me. Furyk versus Langer might be interesting. I think Furyk at -115 is might probably the right play against Langer. Langer seems to be slipping in quickly. I think age is finally catching up to him. I think that might be the only matchup I would look for there. All right, let's end things for the day on the Queen City Championship on the LPGA. It is their, I believe, first event ever in Cincinnati, but at a minimum, it's their first event in a really, really long time. Things have shortened up a little bit here, but not too much. I think the major move here is now Minji Lee is the top of the board at +1,000 to win. She was not yesterday. So there's been some money to come in on her. Maybe a tighter golf course. She plays tighter golf courses pretty well. Has obviously had a really good year. So it seems to be a little bit of movement in her favor. Obviously, the handle isn't nearly as big on the LPGA relative to the European Tour, and certainly relative, especially relative to the PGA Tour. So even small bets relative to the overall pool can move these lines pretty substantially. I like the idea of Minji Lee, but I'm not betting her at +1,000. I think you'd be hard-pressed to get away from that or get into that. I think my looks for the week are Hannah Green at +2,200, loves ball striker courses. Megan Kang, +2,500, starting to figure it out. +2,500 on Leona Maguire. I think she's playing pretty well. Beyond that, I think I would still stick with Ashley Buha. She really hasn't moved much yesterday. Playing pretty well coming off of. Still playing a solid schedule. Pretty full schedule after winning the AIG Women's Open. +6,500 to win. I'd be interested in her in a top 10 bet as well, +450. And then you kind of go down the board a little bit and you start trying to figure out who you might like. There was some really interesting action on Lucy Lee to start the week. That seems to have gone away entirely. So I think she's withdrawn from the tournament. But nevertheless, you've got a pretty interesting board this week, but not knowing this golf course, I think your inclination is maybe to stay away a little bit. I could just kind of let this thing play out and see what happens there. Beyond that, you know, probably beyond 80, I don't even think you would think about that on this tour at this point. It's just kind of really hard to convince yourself that someone that far away is going to win. I mean, even Paula Rito is probably the biggest shocker we've had in a long time on the LPGA in terms of players who have won. Either players were trending in that direction or they were already great players or past winners. Paula Rito kind of breaking through in her, 187th start. That was probably the shocker of the year. And she's still 180-1 to win this week. So, you know, they've been priced as one-offs for a reason. Bronte Law, if you want to take a flyer this week, a super flyer, 250-1 to win. She's won this year. She won on the LET. She won on one of the Aramco events. Doesn't win often, but has the potential. If you're going to pick someone from way out of nowhere, she could be really interesting this week and someone to consider. But other than that, I'm not taking anything super long of this event. I'm going to keep it pretty short. One final thing I do want to get into is trying to look toward Masters Futures very briefly, just to get it on your radar if it's not already. We have some pretty short action in these numbers as it is. You've got McIlroy and Rahm and Scheffler at +1,100 to win the 2023 Masters. Justin Thomas +1,200. Cameron Smith +1,200. Dustin Johnson +1,400. And then you get into Morikawa, Koepka, Spieth, Cantlay, Schauffele, Zalatoris, who I would avoid completely until you have a better idea of where he is physically. And then you get into Hovland, Fitzpatrick, DeChambeau. I mean, nothing has become particularly attractive here yet, but it is something to kind of look at. Just look at once a week, every once in a while, even as tournaments are going on, just trying to start to piece things together a little bit. There really is no correlation between Wentworth and Augusta National in my mind. Maybe a little bit of one if you really think about it hard enough, but generally speaking, I would say no. Matt Fitzpatrick at 28-1 to win the Masters right now. Kind of intrigues me. If he starts to play well, come back to that number. Start thinking about that one. That's a pretty one to get into. Way out from the 2023 Masters. All right, that's going to do it for us today on The Press. Thank you for listening to the show. Give us your feedback. I am on Twitter, at Ryan Ballingy. Always interested to hear some ideas. Again, kind of fluid format to the show. Still trying to figure things out. But I want to give you some good info every single day about the markets and what to consider in golf betting on that particular day. So thank you for tuning in, and we will talk to you tomorrow.